AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The U.S. is sending another $275 million in military aid to Ukraine. U.S. officials say it includes ammunition and high-tech systems to detect and counter drones. At the Capitol,
the yeas are 258, the nays are 169, present one.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing passage of a bill protecting same-sex and interracial marriages.
The motion is adopted.
House also passed a defense bill, $858 billion. It includes a provision rescinding the military's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Russia has freed WNBA star Brittany Griner in a prisoner exchange for arms dealer Victor Boot. Not included, Paul Whelan, jailed on espionage charges.
This was not a choice of which American to bring home.
President Biden.
Sadly, for totally illegitimate reasons, Russia is treating Paul's case differently than Brittany's.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn has the latest now on the mass killing at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs last month.
The shooting suspect, Anderson Aldridge, had been arrested in June of 2021 for threatening family members with a loaded gun and a bomb. It led to questions about why weapons weren't seized under Colorado's red flag law and why the charges were dropped. District Attorney Michael Allen says weapons were taken from Aldridge and were not returned, despite efforts to get them back, and that the family didn't cooperate with efforts to prosecute Aldridge for that incident.
And Rita Foley reports there's been gunfire near a power facility in South Carolina.
No body was hurt and no power failure reported, says Duke Energy, after reports of gunfire yesterday near the Watery Hydro Station in Ridgeway, South Carolina. Duke Energy says it's working closely with the FBI on this.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street after five straight losing sessions. This is AP News. A new study on breast cancer and pregnancy.
Many young women diagnosed with breast cancer delay pregnancy for years while they take hormone-blocking pills.
During that time, their fertility is decreasing and they're not allowed to get pregnant because the treatments can cause birth defects.
Dr. Ann Partridge at Boston's Dana-Farber Cancer Institute says a study was done on a two-year break.
They may be able to actually interrupt their therapy, have a child, and then go back on the hormone blockers without any loss in survival.
After 3 years, about 9% saw cancer come back. More than 300 babies were born to women in the study, among them Amy Bianchi's now four-year-old.
I have a lot of hope for a very long and bright future ahead of me, and thankfully that's with my wonderful son, who has made my family complete.
Mommy.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Feel off, tired, moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to TraceMinerals.com and feel the difference minerals make.